This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler just looked at himself the way that I used to look at myself in the Civic Arena, looking at my hairline going up the elevator. When you guys were playing, I used to measure, how bald am I getting here? How bald am I getting? And it was progressive over time. You just looked at your hairline in the reflection over there, and you're fearful that you're going bald. Yeah. Bob, he's not bald. Let's see. Take off your hat, Tyler.
No, it's right here.
It's the receding part that bothers you.
You are going bald.
Well, we all have that. It all recedes to the point where just...
Is he going to be completely bald, Bob, at some point?
No,
or
is
he going to salvage
so, no.
this thing?
I think like all of us, it's going to be, you know, it recedes and then it thins.
I will pay to get more hair.
No, you won't. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Nope. One of your old Penguins wingers, Robbie Brown, tried that. It didn't work.
Oh, a lot of the boys on the alumni have...
Yeah, but it could backfire. I've heard some horror stories about that stuff, too. That's not worth doing. But I always told Robbie Brown, you could kid with him because he would laugh. And, yeah. You know, something in short supply today at times. But I say, Robbie, it looks like if we had an aerial shot, today would be drone. You'd look down, and it looks like a cornfield on the top of your head. It's all weaving.
Oh, my God. It went awry really early. I don't recommend that, Tyler. But you know people who it's worked for?
Yeah, I know a couple guys. I'm not sure if I want to mention their name.
No. But that's
no, I mean, to each his own. If you feel that's, you know.
Yeah, like.
But I don't see you're you
fine
any threat.
You're fine for another 5 years at least. Do you agree, Bob?
Yeah, he has a curly lock, so, you know, he's got a thick part of the back.
The key is that one curly lock in front is going to salvage a lot of days for you.
I'll have my hair come from the back, and I'll just throw it all forward, just straight forward just to cover the front. So I still have a forehead, not
I do
a five
that.
Head.
Yeah, I do that. But lately I've been putting some stuff in my hair, Bob. It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it stands up.
Yeah. You like it, Tyler?
Thing.
You know what? You're putting too heavy of stuff in. See how your hair looks wet.
Now he's insulting me, Bob, right off the top.
Well, I'm just giving you a tip.
I don't see wet.
He doesn't see wet.
Bob, it's wet. It's
not
gel.
Wet. It's gel, but that's okay. That's what gel does.
What do you think of my hair so far today? I was proud of it when I left the house, and I got a compliment from my wife.
Yeah, I think it looks great, Joe.
And now I come in here, and Tyler insults me.
You're working with what you have, and you're doing a good job of it.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah,
you have to work with what you have.
With what you have.
There's recession going on. I have the same thing. There's a part that I have to change that I never used to notice.
I asked strangers, Bob. I asked strangers in this building and elsewhere. I said, I'm sorry, let me bother you for 1 second. If you just saw me walking on the street, would you say to a friend, there goes a bald man? Be honest, yes or no? And they still say no, that I'm not a bald man.
A bald, by definition, is nothing on top. You have stuff.
Yeah.
Malzie is bald.
Malzie's bald.
Take your
by choice.
Your earphones off, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, all right. I'm definitely not bald.
Oh, no. But I think you need to blow dry your hair and not put gel in it.
You can do both.
Yeah, I think
you
it'll make
do
it
both.
I do both. I also use a little mousse to prop it up.
You have a good set. You got a good.
Yeah, it's too thin though.
All right,
I'll take that. I'll tell you. If you said, "Hey, I'd have your hair at your age."
Oh, at my age, who did you just wave to?
Larry Richard. At my age.
Tyler called you old, Bob.
Why does he come here and take shots at everybody today?
At my age? No, he's right.
You want to take a shot at limits? Right. You've already hit both of us.
My age is up there. I get it.
Guys, come on.
Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy joining us in studio for the 11 o'clock hour. Bob Pompeiani sitting across from me. Limits, we're all reunited today, and it definitely does feel good, Bob. And man, Tyler, how many times have we, you know, just talked about hair and other things because nothing's happening with the Penguins? How many times have we said that? Well, roster-wise, that's still true, but man, a big story got unloaded the other day by Pat Brisson, Sid's agent, talking about, there's always a possibility. That's way different than he'll be a Penguin for life, which is what Brisson and Sid, that's been their party line. Sid was asked just last season by Rob Rossi of The Athletic, you know, what's up with these trade rumors? I think it was to Colorado at the time. And Sid basically said, I'm a Penguin for life. He ain't saying that today. Brisson definitely didn't say that the other day. And what Brisson says, you better believe Sid knows he's going to say. Maybe not word for word, but he knows what he's going to say. What do you make of this? Is it possible that Sid could be traded before this season, during this season, or at any point in his Penguins career? More possible.
Well, this is the first time that I think it could happen. When your agent comes out and says that, I think he's trying to get the Penguins to do something. I think, one, either his agent Pat is hearing they're selling, they're trying to get rid of Raquel and Rust and trying to get rid of to completely rebuild, and he's probably sitting there thinking about Sid, his client, going, wait, if you get rid of those two guys, who is Sidney Crosby gonna play with? And that's gotta frustrate him. And then I bet you Sid's like, guys, I don't want to be on a last place team my final years in the NHL. I know we won and this and that, but that was with Mary Lemieux's group. Now it's a different story. And I think he's looking out for his client and making sure they're surrounding him with players. Like before, yes, Sidney Crosby, he didn't really need good players, right? Like he can put a line on his back. Like he played with, you know, Pascal Dupuis. Nothing wrong with Pascal Dupuis, but he wasn't, he became a first-line guy. It wasn't because of Pascal. It was because Sid made him that.
It's like Mary Lemieux with Rob Brown and Warren Young.
Exactly. Example.
Those guys were on there, and they were beneficiaries of his great talent,
and
which is not easy, by the way. They
exactly.
still have to put the puck in the net.
So when Sid gets older, right, I don't think he's getting better, right? I think he needs support now. You know, he needs, if he has an off game, even though he's had an unbelievable last year, he needs support to maybe get a couple goals. And the one thing with Pat, I think this is a shot at the Pittsburgh Penguins to do something. Because again, like you just said, when's the last time they did anything? Like made a trade, did something to move the needle to like show them that they are rebuilding instead of just standing still. And
I think Dubas may think that standing still and not doing anything is actually the favor that he's doing Sid. He hasn't moved Rust. He hasn't moved Raquel. He hasn't moved Carlson. It seems, Bob, that what Dubas wants to do is at odds with what Sid and Brisson want. He wants to rebuild.
Right.
And they're stuck in the middle.
He's shown that. That's what he's doing with all these draft picks. And I get that. That's part of what happens as a team starts to age out. But in Sidney Crosby's case, he also wants to play in high leverage games. You saw him last year at Four Nations. He was terrific. He's going to play in the 2026 Olympics. He'll be terrific. He'll be their team captain. He has respect from everyone. But he wants those games. It's been 3 years since they've played in the playoffs here. He doesn't want to spend the rest of his career not making the playoffs and missing high action, games that matter, the ones that matter the most. And I think Pittsburgh fans want to see that. So that is a conundrum. If you're Kyle Dubas, you have to be aware if he's on this team that he wants to be in the postseason. It's your job to get him there, but you're also trying to reconstruct this roster and make it younger, and you're doing so. It's pretty clear he's doing it. So I think this will come down to whatever Pat Brisson says, you're right, is maybe that conversation, but it's coming out strictly to Sidney Crosby. He has to be the one to decide. The Penguins won't. They shouldn't. It's him. They owe him that. If he says, look, I understand what you're doing. I think it's better for both of us to move. That's the only way it will happen. And I don't think we're ready to see that yet.
What do you mean?
I don't think he's ready to do that yet. I think he wants to see how this all plays out a little bit.
But this season, what if they get off to a bad start and they start selling off parts? Plus, if this is going to happen.
It's got to happen now.
Yes.
Because next year, the other team will be like, we'll just wait till the next summer and we'll get him for free. And I don't think Sidney Crosby, I really don't. Obviously, Sid's going to say he wants to win another Stanley Cup. But I think it's more important for Sid to play in the playoffs.
Right, high energy games.
Than actually win the Stanley Cup. Because I think Sid knows you can have the best team around you. And if you leave, you still aren't 100% going to win the Stanley Cup. And that's a big gamble. I think he just wants the Penguins to make the playoffs his last couple years.
Yeah.
And that is
totally agree.
A huge thing for Sidney Crosby. Because, boys, I played on a team in New Jersey. And the team dynamic changes so much when you're out of playoffs. Because it becomes, do anything for the team to, I need to do what's good for me because I need my next contract. Your team thinks so much more individual, and it's kind of like weird feeling, weird culture in that room. You guys know what I mean? Like when I was on a Stanley Cup team, if you need me to play on the fourth line and block shots and penalty kill, yeah, I'm willing to do it. But on New Jersey Devil, we weren't playing, and I knew we weren't going to make the playoffs. I was like, sorry, I need to get on that third line because I need to play more to produce because I don't know when my next shift's going to be after this summer. So it's such a different dynamic, and being Sidney Crosby, like, I'd have no hard feelings if he ever did leave, but we owe him for what he's done for the Pittsburgh Penguins to at least get him back into the playoffs on the back nine.
Well, how about if they think they're doing that, but he doesn't? I mean,
there's no guarantee, even if they make a pledge to him, oh, yeah, we'll do that. Would you believe them? The logical thing now, if they get off to a bad start, you have to start selling off pieces. He can see that. Brisson can see that. The best thing for the Penguins, and I think this would sort of fittingly be Sidney Crosby's last gift to the Penguins, and by the way, he could still come back here at the end of his career to finish it, would be to leave now and let them recoup a gigantic prospect haul or some other type of trade that can jumpstart what they want to do anyway, which is rebuild. Do you want him to be traded, Todd, or you think that's best for him and the Penguins?
There's a difference between what I want for Sid and what needs to be done for the Pittsburgh Penguins. That's the probably the hardest thing, right? Because when you think of Chris Letang and Evgeny Malkin, they are ones that probably should have been traded, right? Evgeny Malkin, when he was in his prime and still feeling good, did Sidney Crosby have a say in keeping those guys?
Absolutely. You agree?
I think they did that to make him happy. I'm not sure if he had a say, you know, but that's not helping the team right now either. You know, like I think Chris Letang's still a good player. I think it affected him when Carlson came, but Evgeny Malkin, like, I don't know what kind of year Evgeny Malkin is going to have because Evgeny Malkin could come in and score 25 goals with his skill set.
Oh, wait a second. But the question is, do you think the Penguins should trade Crosby for his sake
You're
and
really
theirs?
Putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
Do you think? No, I don't. I don't.
If you found out that he would like it.
Well, I think Sid would like you said, being in meaningful games, being part of the energy, being part of the spot, like it wears on you so much not being on a good team. Like when you get their backup goalie, when you get like, you know, guys chirping, you guys who are has been, like that affects you as a player, especially fourth line guy. So I can imagine how it was for Sidney Crosby. Do I think Sid wants to leave? No, I think this city means too much. I think the fans mean too much and what he's built from, like, the Learn to Play 87 program. Like, Every kid I teach, they still, like, Sidney Crosby is their idol no matter what. No one says anyone else in the Penguin. No one, wherever I go, he's the guy.
For sure, but they're not winning this year. You know that. I know that. Yeah. Everybody knows that. And maybe not next year either. And then by that time, he's 40.
And I think what frustrates Sid, like, they haven't solved a lot of questions, a lot of problems on our team. Like, what's the goaltending situation? Like, are
well,
we
they
still
did make
hoping?
A move there, and they think that Shelos is going to be somebody they can put in there. I don't know at what level, if he's the top guy ahead of Jari or behind him, whatever. That's a move they made, but I don't know if that's a move to convince him that that they're going to be better.
Mershisov? Is that who you're talking
about? No. Shelos from Vancouver. They traded with Jim Rutherford. I mean, he's a good – he's blocked in Vancouver, so that's a smart move to go pick him up. They need goaltending help. Maybe he's a guy who can do it. But that's – that by no means a guarantee that they're going to be a playoff team. They have a long way to go for that. If he came to that conclusion, I would never blame him at all. And if that was in the best interest of his future and it happens to coincide with the best interest of the Penguins' future, that they could utilize him to gain assets, you know –
Can you imagine
you can't
what
go
they
down this road? They've been going on this road where they're trying to win and trying to rebuild.
Right.
It's impossible to navigate that road, I think.
Pierre LeBrun reported in that same story that the Canadians, who have a top five farm system and a bunch of good young players, they made the playoffs, would move, quote, heaven and earth to get Crosby there.
He also reported about the ovation that Crosby got at the Four Nations
when he was in
Montreal. Well, and his dad obviously was drafted by them.
Yeah, pick and choose who you want. And then it's Sidney Crosby. We'll take this young guy, that young guy.
And Montreal's close, by the way.
Your top prospect, maybe your top two prospects, maybe your top three prospects, plus two really good young players. Then you have five guys back here ready to move forward with the Penguins. This is going nowhere with old guys. It's going nowhere.
But a team's not going to trade all their young, great prospects for Sidney Crosby either for how many years?
No, if they're
you
close,
sure about that?
If they're close, especially
the Montreal Canadiens?
I think they would do it in a heartbeat. I think they would. The whole reason to have draft picks is not only to help your team, but to utilize them to acquire talent.
There's one Sidney Crosby. One.
I completely agree.
In that town?
Oh.
And they still have good young players all around him. Plus, throw in Rust.
But how many
give
years
him a line
get out
to
of
go
Sid?
With him.
You're like, put it this way, Kyle Dubas is going to be asking an arm and a leg for Sidney Crosby, right?
I hope both arms and both legs. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And a torso.
And he may get exactly what he wants.
Which would be probably a benefit to the Penguins, because when you look down the road, like, how many years does Sid have left?
Right. It's going to be misery. I could always be wrong. They could surprise people, I guess, like the Capitals did last year. But this is going to be miserable, man, for everybody involved, mostly him.
Would you trade Caulfield right now for Sid in a first rounder?
Cole Caulfield is one of my favorite players.
Would you trade him right now?
Oh,
Montreal's
no,
first
no,
rounder?
It would take more, a lot more.
Then for
and Caulfield? I think Montreal would say,
yes!
What do you want? What do you want? Take it. Give us an offer that you think is right. We'll see if it's
Do you want Sidney blanking Crosby, or don't you?
Sidney Crosby would have such an impact on that city, that fan base, that team. Well, a team that's close. They have some pretty good, huh?
The jerseys.
Imagine the whole
and
thing.
And that doesn't take away anything from Pittsburgh. He's still going to be known as a Pittsburgh Penguin.
Of course.
And he still can continue all the programs he started here. He'll be back here a lot, if not live here still.
Play back here at the end of his career.
Sure,
I think he's going to be a great player till 40, 41, 42. You don't? He's already 38, and the players just voted him the best player in the world all around.
I think this year will tell a lot more where he's at.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because if he puts two back-to-back unbelievable years, you're like, wow, he's still got a lot left in the tank. I think this year will tell a lot with how he plays. And well, do I think he – the one thing, he's so prepared, he's so dialed in. Like, I think he's going to have a great year. But when you don't have that great of supporting cast, so many more eyes, and it's going to be so much harder for him to have a good year. You know, because look at, like, New York Rangers. You know, they've moved on from a lot of guys, and I feel like their team's stronger. They have more of a solid base. Like, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for Sid to have the year he had last year.
Well, like I said, what if you move Rust along with him, give them a line mate, so then they have both, and then you have Sid with a million young guys still in Montreal and a really good team.
If you give Montreal Crosby and Rust, you're giving them the Stanley Cup.
Great. What are they giving me?
What will teams do to win a Stanley Cup is the ultimate question. If you think you're close, and if you think a guy like Sidney Crosby would come in and be that missing link that takes you, and he would have an impact on everybody in that locker room, teams don't win Stanley Cups very often. It's difficult to win any championship. If he can be the guy, and if you believe it, you will sacrifice as much. We've seen crazy trades over the years, Tyler.
Let me quote again Pierre LeBrun. The Canadiens front office will move heaven and earth to get Crosby there.
Right.
I would cry if I saw him in a different jersey.
So would everybody.
Well, I think it would be hard to see.
So would he.
But I think you also have to be happy for him.
Yeah.
You have to be happy for him because you'd say, you've given everything you can to this organization. This is for you now. This is for you to have an opportunity to play in those high-stakes games that you so cherish.
Yeah.
And you may not get it here.
No, it's like, I could honestly say he's the best hockey player person I've ever been around in hockey, from head to toe.
And it's hard to say that he may be a better person than player given his resume, but he may.
And
be.
All he's done is give.
He's
money back, and he give stays Stanley out of, Cups.
If you have to pick an athlete that you would want everyone to be like in any sport, he would be the choice.
So like you said, you know, maybe it's time for him to think about himself, and that's great. I don't think anybody would be, as painful as it would be, I don't think anybody would begrudge him that.
No.
Michael Jordan played on another team. Wayne Gretzky did. I'm still convinced to this day that if Mario didn't get his money back that they owed him, and if he didn't get that team out of bankruptcy, he would have been in Montreal making tons of money. Great players move. We'll all survive. It'll be okay. And it won't affect his legacy one bit. I don't think. Do you guys?
No. I mean, not at all. In fact, it'll enhance his legacy, probably. Just because if he brings a Stanley Cup to another team.
And brings back an unbelievable haul here.
Yeah, it's what, you know, if it ever comes to this. But again, to me, it's up to him. He has to be the voice.
But I also...
It's totally up to him. None of it is up to the Penguins.
None of it is up to Pat Brisson either. Pat Brisson may look at it one way. He may say, wait a minute. It's me. You're my attorney.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who has to... And if he says it, if he green lights it, then you just... try to make it happen.
Do you think Sid's trying to catch Gretzky with four cups?
Why not?
Like, do you think it's in the back of his head? Like, I can't.
I don't think he's
primary in his mind.
Yeah, I think he just wants to play those meaningful games. If it results, as you said earlier, Tyler, you can't guarantee anything.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Would Kyle Dubas be derelict of duty if the Penguins start off like crap to not move Rust, Raquel, Carlson, and any other veteran he can? It would be derelict of duty, right?
Absolutely, because they're in a rebuild, and these are older guys who command a lot of your salary structure, and you need to move them in order to keep acquiring assets.
Right.
Absolutely.
Plus in a trade for Sig.
I'm surprised none of them has been traded yet.
The biggest albatross contract here is Chris Letang. So what if, as part of the condition of a trade to Montreal, because you know there's
Chris
one place,
would be another guy. He would.
You make them take Letang in his full contract. Well, Chris, that's another thing.
Chris is skating good with idea. The Montreal Canadiens right now. Because he that's where he grew up. Yeah. He's very close. Like, those French guys, that Montreal Canadiens, it's like, that is what they grow up with, the flag on the ceiling with that Montreal Canadiens. Like, Chris Letang would be ecstatic to play for the Montreal.
And I think the Penguins would be ecstatic, as great as he's been and as awesome as he is, to get out from under that contract would be gigantic.
And I also think fan base here would understand. It has to happen. It's part of, you know, an organizational flow. You're going to be on the top, but you can't be there forever. We've seen too many examples.
Do you think it will happen, you guys? We've talked about whether it should. Do you think the Penguins within, let's say, the next year will trade Sidney Crosby?
I was always going to say 100% no on this if you'd asked me months ago. Now, because of all these developments, I would say that it's possible. I still don't think it's going to happen.
Maybe a 30 to 40% chance? That's where I'd put it. Tyler?
I'd say 25%.
Things can change. They already have.
His agent didn't have to say that. And I think his agent...
I think his agent said, for what Joe said, he was trying to put pressure on the Penguins. Yeah. Do something. He needs to be in these games. This is what we expect. And if you're not going to do it, okay, there's another shoe that may fall. I think that's what it was. It's agent speak trying to move the needle a little bit.
Are they also trying to move Mario into the pole position and taking over this team again?
No, I think money...
I think that would be great, but I also think even if Mario's group doesn't get it, whoever it is, with Hoffman Group or whatever, they have to make Mario Lemieux the central figure in their ownership group. They have to. It's the only way it makes sense, and they should be smart enough to realize what that means.
Does Mario automatically agree to that? And more to the point, why would Sidney Crosby feel loyal to some guy named David Hoffman? Like, the fact that he may not be doing this to get Mario back in, but I think ownership may have a lot to do with Brisson and Sid's stance here. Like, this is no longer what it was. A family before. It was Mario as the owner.
Yeah.
Now it's the cold corporate entity that is FSG coming in, alienating Mario, and now wanting to flip the team, apparently, so they can make their billion-dollar profit. And then some guy named David Hoffman walks in. Why would Sid feel loyal to all that? In fact, I would think he'd feel the opposite.
I think it's more Sid being loyal to the fans and what he's built here. You know,
for sure he is that, yeah.
Like, I think Sid, when he goes up to that rink and he sees the Pens Elite program, the Little 66ers, all the kids wearing, I think that makes him feel, like, so special that it's not about the ownership. I think it's what he's built here, and no one's built that. But, like, if I'm the Hoffman Group, those are two calls I'm making right away to Sid and Mario. Like, how do we bring you on as part of this?
Buy players and let's build a championship team would be Sid's answer, I imagine.
Exactly.
And except it's like, that's not what Kyle Dubas wants to do.
I think Kyle Dubas has the hardest job in all of GMs in the NHL. Because this is... It's coming to a peak here, and it's coming quick. But you got that right.
This is now quickly reaching ahead, Bob.
Yeah.
But also, if you look around, and you know how difficult it is, by looking at what Detroit has gone through. They brought in Steve Yzerman to do this, and it's not working so far. Chicago's gone through, and they've had high picks, but it takes more than that. You need a lot of them, and you need to support Connor Bedard with people. He's running around doing everything, but he has no support. He's also going to die out there.
I think they're going to be good this year. We may have waited a little bit longer.
But how many years?
They got young guys coming out the wazoo.
Because they went and did what they had to do in terms of their roster. They had to get rid of some people, and that's... It takes that, but if you're still trying to win and still trying to...
Not every franchise gets what the Penguins got, which was in order. Not only did they have high picks, they were in years where there were great players available. Right. Yes. They got Evgeny Malkin as the second pick. They got Fleury as the first pick. Jordan Staal as the second pick.
Key to it,
they won a lottery for Crosby. They got unbelievably and historically lucky is what they did. They've taken advantage of the luck.
They saw what they had.
They got Tyler Kennedy in the fourth round one year. Bob.
How about that? You may be one of those fourth round picks.
Chris Letang in the third round.
You're right. I mean, Rust, right? Where was Rust? Third round
Gensel.
Pick? Where was Gensel? Third round pick? Where was, you know, and then you add trades in and bring in different people.
Little Max Talbot, superstar.
All those guys. Like,
Every time you say Max Talbot, I think of Superstar, and I think of just Max Talbot. It makes me laugh.
He's going to get him on the show 1 week.
Yeah, I called him today.
And I want to talk about his golf game.
Does he play golf?
Because he once hit me in the face with a divot by accident. And I'm going to try to get him to remember that story, because I certainly do, because I took the divot right in my face.
Well, you know, last year they were playing at Chartiers.
Who was?
Max and a couple guys. And their lawnmower ran over a ball and spit it out and hit him in the side of the head. Dropped him. He said he couldn't believe it. He said literally hit him in the side of the head. You know.
I have a habit, actually, when I drive, even when I'm driving my car and the window's open, Bob, or I'm walking by and someone's got a weed whacker or a lawnmower, I always put my hand up. My mom taught me that. Right up near my eye. You never know when a piece of debris is going to fly up.
Well, you know what they have now. Did you ever see these robot grass cutters?
Yeah.
The robot ones?
Yeah, they have one of those.
They're very effective. They have it in a lot of clubs right now. They're using, I see people in neighborhoods.
Valley Brook has one of those.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to do. You just program it. I don't know how they stay in the lines and everything, but they do.
They're very obedient.
They are.
And you only have to pay for them once.
Exactly. No incentives in that deal. All right. Let's keep talking about. You want to take calls, Tyler? We never take calls.
I'd love to take calls because I can.
That'll be awesome. We've not done that.
Yeah, that
people
would be
love
exciting.
To talk to TK. Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
They're like, all right, why don't you come back and play?
412-928-9370. You have any question? Tyler knows Sidney Crosby very well. Any question that you have about why things have suddenly changed with the talking points coming from Sidney Crosby's camp? This was basically a shutdown topic for years. You ever going to be traded? Would you want to be traded? What about Montreal? Forget it. No. Penguin for life. Brisson and Sid on the same page. Suddenly and very suddenly, things have changed. Your thoughts, your questions, 412-928-9370. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, is Chris Hoke coming in at 11 today? Is that the idea?
11 o'clock for Hokie, yes.
Bob, this is unbelievable.
Look at that. We could keep Tyler and Hokie together.
Oh, my. This is like taking candy from a baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What, Bob?
No.
Panicked.
I wanted to tell you something off the air, not on the air.
Sorry.
So I'll wait till the next commercial break to do that.
You guys are mentioning to Limits that he needs to do something with his hair, although he has a wonderful head of hair. We all agreed on that, Bob.
Yeah.
What's your advice to
my
him?
My advice is get some styling advice from professionals because right now it's just a mange.
Yeah.
You have a lot of hair.
You agree with that, Tyler?
It's mangy. You got to look. Mangy works for some people. But I don't think it works for you.
Well, I think ultimately I'm going to get it cut. I honestly might get it cut later today. I don't know. I've gone a while without it getting cut.
It's an unbelievable head of hair.
Oh, I love
in
the summer.
Let's be real about that.
When I wear like a hat and I'm playing wiffle ball or I'm with the fellas and I have like curls in the back of my hair, I feel like I'm a hockey player. I feel like I'm DK.
He's
I like
got
it.
A mullet. What do you think though, Tyler? Some adjustments.
No, I
want to
know, do you wash your hair every day?
Yeah, of course.
Ron Cook only brushed his teeth once a day.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Should be twice a day.
He was the one brusher.
You mouthwash too or no?
What?
You do. I brush my teeth and mouthwash.
Yeah.
I do it multiple times.
Yeah, yeah. I do it once a night, once a morning.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's
maybe,
beside
maybe
the point, though. I'm
once
sorry.
Once in a while at night.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
He also had back hair, but that's also beside the point. What's your advice for limits here?
No, I like a long hair. I think it looks
yeah.
good.
Well, the problem is because I put like product in it.
Yeah.
Is because it's gotten too long to the point where the product doesn't work
right,
anymore.
Right, that's
something
what I'm telling
isn't
you.
Something is working, Limits. So that's what we're trying to identify.
That's why I'm going to get it cut
Something's
today.
Something's not working.
That's why it needs cut. It's
not
too
just
long.
Cut, right? It's not just that he gets it cut, Tyler.
Well, see, I think you're like in the middle. Like you're in between long and short.
Yeah.
You got to, I think you got, I'd go long. I'd commit to long.
Get this. I get my hair cut like every 3 months. I haven't gotten a haircut since like April.
Well, it shows.
Well, yeah, it's long, Bob. Of course it shows.
And that's, if you're going to go the long, like Tyler suggests,
yeah.
there are ways to do it. I know you're using product. We all use it, but it's how you use it. And I think you should get some, seriously. And I mean that in a positive way. I'm not trying to, because you're blessed with a lot of nice hair.
So I'm just not using the product correctly.
There
is what
right.
you're saying.
Good. I'm glad we had this talk. We've identified a couple
Me
of
too.
Different problems for you to address. Any calls for Tyler?
Yeah.
Oh, there are going to be a lot of calls. TK, baby.
Let's do it.
Let's start with Johnny and Farrell wants to talk to TK.
Johnny, you're on with TK and Bob Pompiani.
Hey, fellas. TK, love everything you've done and what you do, brother. I was a 12-year-old kid in Farrell about August when somebody, I don't know, he got traded. His name might have been Wayne Gretzky. Now, the situation is a little different, but there's still crap in the game here, like things outside of why he maybe should be traded. If we could get a haul for him, TK, I would trade him for sure. And I think he would understand that. And if it has Mario's blessing, then every Penguin fan should fall in line. That's where I'm coming from.
What would you want from him? Like, what would you think would be a good trade value for?
It would have to be three things. I would say a goaltender, a defenseman, and then some type of stud center or winger.
You mean already established, or you're talking about prospects?
If you gave me two out of three established and one prospect, or two prospects, I'd be happy.
I would turn it down.
The Russian kid for the Canadians, Demidov, mm-hmm. is a number two prospect in all of hockey. And if you watch highlights of this kid, you'll sit there and watch him for an hour. He's a winger, and he's unbelievably electrifying. Start there from their prospect list, then take their next two best prospects, and then your choice of two good young already NHL players. How do you like that, Brian and Farrell?
I do like it, but the problem is that it's the intangibles of Crosby, of Sid, that you're going to lose. I think more points will be put up by far with newer players, but all those intangibles, that's the part that's going to be tough.
And I'm sorry I called you Brian. Your name is actually Johnny, and we appreciate the call. Who's next?
All right, let's go to Harrison.
Why didn't one of you correct me then?
Well, because sometimes it makes it worse.
It does?
Yes, it does.
Well, what if I kept calling him Brian?
Well, then I would have. If you did it twice, I may have done it. But the first time, let it go.
By the way, last week, the only time all three of us were in last week, I forgot to address this. I went out to my car, and there was like a black... piece of spice or something on my teeth. It was really obvious. And none of you guys mentioned it.
I never saw it.
I wasn't here.
Yes, you did, Bob.
I never saw it.
How could you not see it?
From right now, your mouth doesn't open well. I can't see your teeth.
All right.
I don't see
Can you see his teeth?
Yeah,
if one of you saw, so, if we
I
saw something
you,
on each other right now, some sort of bad thing on our teeth or a booger or something, would you tell me?
Yes, I would tell you. And also,
would you, Tyler?
I would tell you if your shirt collar is not
okay.
Right.
You would tell me. Would you?
Yeah, but you're right. Like,
you can't see
your
teeth.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's move on. Who's next?
Here is Dan in Morgantown.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Tyler, you taught Nate down here in Morgantown many years, and we appreciate you, that's for sure. I just wanted to let you guys – I wanted to ask Tyler what he thought was going to happen on that bottom six this year, because that seems to be a big problem year after year of not finding the right guys. We seem to have only small guys, and I know Tyler always played big, but what I'm saying is all these other teams that are winning are big. I know we got Mantha. What does he think, or what do you think is they're going to do on the bottom six with this whole situation?
Well, right now, I think with Noah Akari, with Bonko, like those two guys play heavy. Those two guys, I'm happy with where they're at. Obviously, I think the other side, you have to figure that out. But it is – that might be – finding secondary scoring in the NHL is what really wins championships. When you think of the Florida Panthers, they had their four lines could all score goals. They all had roles.
And by the way, to support Brad Marchand's a perfect example of what we've been talking about.
Exactly.
Right? His whole career in Boston, and they traded him.
But Brad Marchand's not Sidney Crosby.
No, but for Boston, he was their Crosby, right?
True.
Or at least one of them.
Right. But, you know, I don't even know how the lineup's going to shake out this year to see who's on the third and fourth line. But do I think they need to be stronger, tougher, bigger? 100%. I just thought when Boston came in and Zadorov was, you know, hitting Crosby, punching Crosby, and had his way with the whole team, like, that was a sure sign. Like, we need some, you know, we need some guys with some sandpaper, some guys that can answer the bell. I know Bonko did a little bit. But is that enough? I don't know. So it's still up in the air until we see the opening night roster.
What day does camp start?
It's got to be. Know? It's got to be early September.
18th.
We're in early September.
I thought earlier than this. 18th.
That's for rookie camp.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're going to play in Buffalo. I think they bring the rookies up there and do that thing. And
nothing worse than rookie camp. Oh my God.
What do you mean?
Just like all these young guys just flying around. Like, it is like chaos out there. Like, guys trying to make a statement, guys fighting, guys running around. Like, in the NHL, like, no veteran guys really hit or, you know, fight or anything like that except Sid that one time. But, like,
if you had a month to ramp up, how would you do at rookie camp?
Right now?
Yeah.
Probably horrible, but you'd remember who I was after the game.
That's what happened. Remember Bibbs made a comeback?
Yeah.
Bob Airy made a comeback after, I don't know, 3-4 years out of the game. He asked Craig Patrick. He was in the broadcast booth already. He said to Craig Patrick, I want to try to come back. Craig gave him that opportunity. And in the inner squad scrimmages, Bibbs was lighting people up like a pinball machine. The young guys just killing them. That's what you would do?
Yeah, because that's a veteran guy knowing that he's got to steal one of these young guys' spots back. Like, being an older guy going to training camp, like, you have to show you're more valuable than a young guy, because right away the team's like, we're going to have this guy a lot longer than the veteran guy. That's what's tough. The older you get, the more competition. And if you're on those bottom two lines and a young guy comes in and has a great camp, you could be on the outside looking in. That's why you talk to guys that are on those two lines. Like, they're never comfortable. Like, they're never feel secure going into the season, because you never know what can happen in training camp.
Let's take one more limits. Why don't we, for Tyler? Let me first tell people that you can listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And the 50-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Chris Hoke going to join us in studio for the whole 11 o'clock hour. Sunny today with a high of Darnell Washington, 80. A low of Nick Herbig, 51. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
That's a big temperature swing. 30
I'll
degrees.
Say. Yeah. 29, but who's counting, Bob?
That's how people get sick, Bob. The changing the weather.
No, it's not limits.
It
is from viruses and such. Weather does not make people sick. Do you agree with that, Bob?
Totally agree. I think unless you go out in the middle of the night, you fall asleep naked, and you know.
Even then, you wouldn't get sick.
Well, you'd have hypothermia. You'd have something.
Well, yeah. That's,
you know how often I do that, Bob?
You're a young man. I would expect at least once a year.
What do you think, Tyler? What, Bob?
Nothing.
They say, no, cold doesn't make you sick. Being physically cold doesn't make you
right.
sick. It's viruses. Yeah, I agree with that. Keep so your hands out of your mouth.
Limits is wrong, then.
Yes, he is.
I don't believe you. Don't believe Here's Nick you. In Pittsburgh.
Oh, Nick.
Wrong button. Wrong button.
Nick.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, you know, Sid doesn't, I mean, Sid has done everything for us in our franchise, saved the franchise, really, saved the NHL. This guy deserves, along with Malkin, really, they deserve to play and compete for something that is worth it. I mean, they need to be back in the playoffs, especially, you know, you see Sid is more of a, he can, you know, talk to himself about any game matters. Malkin, I really think that he has something left. I think you would see it in the playoffs. That's when he really shines and gets grumpy, and that's when he plays his best. But, you know, Sid doesn't owe us anything. I think as a parting piece, you know, if he gets traded, he gets some, you know, high-end prospects to get the rebuild going quicker. That'd be great. But Sid needs to be in the playoffs. So does Gino.
Sounds like somebody next to you would be very sad if Sid were traded, yes?
Yeah, they were raised to love Sid, so but they gotta understand, you know. So
thanks for the call, man. Tyler?
Yeah, like Sid's the biggest name besides Mariel, like to ever play hockey in Pittsburgh, right? But when I went to other teams, like Sid was like huge there too. When I went to San Jose, when I went to New Jersey, New York, like, Sid's name always came up. You still saw Sid's jersey, you know, and Sid's built something so special, and I think he does have the right, if he ever wanted out, to move, you know. And Kyle Dubas has an extremely hard job because he's got to separate what's good for the organization and the team and what's good for Sidney Crosby and what Sid wants and those stars want. So he's got an unbelievably hard job. And again, nothing was wrong. Everything was quiet until Pat said something. And that kind of brings those hairs on the back of my neck, stand on an end and going, it's coming to a point quick. And that scares me a little bit.
And it could have been for one of two reasons. Sending a message to Kyle Dubas that if he's going to stay, you need to give him more than he has here. Or it could have been, if you're going to go down this road of, you know, rebuilding, then that's not in his future and it's not best for him because the stress that he made was he needs to play in high leverage games.
Well, let's not forget Sid said something too. He was asked, and the last time he was asked about any of this stuff, he said, I'm a Penguin for life. This time when he was asked about it, he said, I get it. Trust me about the trade talk. They're so into it in Montreal. I get why that would come up and that sort of thing. It doesn't make it any easier when you're losing for sure to hear those things. But at the same time, to know that a team like that wants you, it's not the end of the world. It could be worse. That's way different than I'm a Penguin different. For life.
I totally agree with that. When I saw that statement, then it confirmed that he's not opposed to what Pat Brisson said. Right.
Clearly obviously. On the same page. Right. And I agree with both of you that Sidney Crosby has earned the right to do anything he wants. And it would be, I think, fitting in a way. It would be horrible to watch him in another uniform, like you said, but fitting if he's the guy who by leaving actually jump-started the rebuild with, you know, 5, 6, 7 guys like a Herschel Walker right. trade that would put you in a really good position moving into the future.
And if that would happen, his legacy would even grow bigger because of it. We talked about Mario saving the franchise 3 times. You know, if this ever happens, and if that is the return and it's significant in their quick rebuild, then he saved the franchise
3 times probably by getting drafted by having an arena basically built right. because of him and now this
it would be interesting to see.
Do you think something happened to tick Sid off a little bit? Something happened over the last couple?
Do you know him better than us?
Well, with that saying, with what he just said, maybe. Whoa,
that's my alarm. I have to get the kids, the whole volleyball team. I have to get chicken today.
Chicken
well, how many are on the volleyball team?
27.
27?
It's 2 teams and coaches and everybody else. I've got to leave from here, go pick up their order, and bring it to school for the team meal, and I'm suddenly feeling
okay.
all kinds
I
of
I remember
pressure.
All those days.
I got a question of the day. What do you think's better, Raising Cane's or Chick-fil-A?
Bob, do we have a sponsor with either one of them?
Probably not, so my answer is neither. No, I like both,
I like,
actually.
I like I'm not Chick-fil-A. Gonna... I do. I like the nuggets.
Are you a sushi fan? Yep. We probably don't have sponsorship, but there are some great sushi places. Where do you go for to get your sushi?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.